Hey, how you doing? How's it going? You guys, you know, we made this team meeting room for y'all, so it'll be a little bit easier for you. See, taking care of you all the time. We've had two walkthroughs now in a practice, and the guys have they're doing a good job concentrating, studying, learning what we're trying to do, the principles that we're trying to teach them. I've been impressed with their work ethic. We got everybody here, so that's always a good thing. They're all paying attention. The coaches are doing a good job, and it's good to go. And I'm excited to watch the Wild tonight. So let's play hockey. Questions?
How do you begin to implement a system with these guys, and what's the progression like when you've looked, I assume, a lot of tape, and now you've decided how you want to teach it? What do you do in the first week?
Well, we start at the basics. We start with fundamentals. We start with, for us, there's always a starting point where we begin, and then from there we progress at different speeds based on how fast they catch on, or at least defensively. Offensively, they're going a little bit faster pace than what we are defensively. But it's really about what I don't want to do is watch them out here on the practice field. And I told them yesterday that we are not only we're doing all this, learning the schemes and all this, but we're evaluating them, how they practice, how they learn, how they move, and things like that. So what we try to do is get to a point where they're not thinking so much, they're not being athletes when they're out on the field. So once the play starts, they just are athletic, and then we can see them as coaches and kind of figure, well, this is what this guy does. And we don't want to be instant evaluators, but we did yesterday as coaches. We got together and we talked about different things and kind of visions for the players and, what we think they can do and, how we can use them in different ways, and that process will continue on through OTAs and till we get to training camp.
You've just been here a brief period with the mini camp, but what have you seen from Matt Castle and Christian Ponder? What's kind of your goal this spring? What do you want to see from them?
Well, I want to see somebody that can lead the football team. Number one, guys that can execute under pressure, guys that can lead us in the fourth quarter when the game is on the line, but also make sure that they know what everybody else is doing, and kind of be the extension of Norv when we're out on the field.
Definition of a great quarterback based on what you've seen. What's a paragraph of what you think a great quarterback is, or a person that you've seen that you've coached that you say that's it?
I think the quarterback has to be a leader. He has to be the tough guy, the guy that obviously he's got to have the physical skills, but I'm talking more about the other abilities. A guy that wants to put the game on his shoulders, and at the end take it and win it. So to me, those things are all real important. Obviously, they need to have the arm strength and the mental quickness to make quick decisions, and a lot of that's with the quarterback too. You got guys that can go out there and throw the ball all day and 7-on-7, but when the bullets start flying, they have to be able to keep everything slowed down, get the guys in the right place, and then deliver the ball to the right people.
So many new guys coming in at one time, realistically for minicamp, is it just kind of let's get the chemistry going, let's get things going, or what are you doing that way defensively with so many?
Well, I think it's all a process of everything there. Part of the reason why we're lifting together as a team as opposed to individually is we're working on the chemistry there. We're working on the chemistry when we meet in this room that y'all are sitting in right now. We meet in here together. So we can talk to the defensive line, and the linebackers hear what we're saying, and the secondary hears what the defensive end is being told. So the chemistry part is all, it's going to continue to be an ongoing process, and I do believe that what we preach, they'll eventually buy into. And so, those are the things that we're trying to do chemistry-wise. As far as on the field, we're trying to see what they can do. They're trying to understand the system, and then we go from there.
How are you guys doing from an injury perspective right now? Just with guys coming off a little things?
Actually, we're doing great. Adrian is doing fantastic. He practiced yesterday. He's been here. He's been in good spirits. And the rest of the guys are doing well. I really don't want to talk about any of the injuries really at this point in time. So, but other than Adrian, I'll talk about him. He's doing great.
When you've had a chance to just finally get them all looking at you at one time, what's the thing that you wanted them to walk away with to start?
Well, I had a message to them the first day about raising our expectations, about kind of players that we want on the football team, how we want to represent the community, the state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities. I talked to them about things that are important to me, not only as far as football players, but off the field also. And, so basically that.
What's the most important for you?
The weight room's important for one thing. I told them the weight room's important to me. So, I expect them to be in there and getting stronger and bigger and physical and some of those things. And the rest of it is, honestly, it's probably between me and them for the most part. I believe, I want to be as, and I've talked to some people about this, I want to be as honest as I can to you people in here. I never want to have to lie to you. I want to be as honest as I possibly can. But in the same token, I have the football team that I have to respect too, and I have to make sure that what I say to them sometimes is private with us too. So, I hope that you appreciate those kind of things.
Are you an open door policy kind of a coach? Do you want that where guys come in and agree or disagree with you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's not a problem whatsoever. Doesn't mean I'll agree with them at the end either. But I'm a fairly opinionated person, and my job at the end of the day is get the best out of the players that I possibly can. It's not about who wins the argument or anything like that. And sometimes when you're aggressive, there's confrontation that happens, and I'm not afraid of confrontation, and hopefully the players won't be too when we get ready to go play football games. Pat Riley had a quote that said discipline is not a nasty word, so we're going to try and be disciplined.
Is there potential this week for your evaluations to influence some of the decisions in the draft? Or?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think that we'll sit down after these last few days and. Because you always anticipate kind of what you have on tape, but you don't really know. You don't know how the guy thinks, how he reacts, how what kind of player he is under pressure. How the best way to get it, coach him is, sometimes the best way is to put your arm around him, and sometimes how he reacts to the different situations. So there's a possibility that all can change. It won't change how we have players ranked. It just may put us in more of a position of, we probably need this position a little bit more than that position.
As you've gone through the research on the quarterbacks, how has it meshed with you and Norv, coming at it from two different perspectives, a defensive guy, offensive guy?
Well, Norv is the expert at the quarterbacks. He's always has been, and I think like everything else in this building, there's experts that are better at certain things than I am. Now, my input is more about what kind of player he is, what kind of worker he is, what kind of what kind of things does he bring as a leader, as a team, and Norv is more about the technical things, and then we sit down and we talk about, what we think is the best for us.
How much of what you bring is having to defend guys? What hurts a defense or what can hurt a defense?
Well, I know it's hard. I know what things are harder to defend, but Norv knows what they can do better than I do, so I think it's a good combination to have, but I would be silly if I didn't use all the resources that I have here. And Norv has, for 30 years, been a great not only offensive coordinator and head coach, but a great quarterback coach. And just like I'd be silly to not listen to Bob Hagen with public relations, obviously, as you've seen me speak, he's way better at this stuff than I am.
He's the Norv Turner of...
He is. That's what I heard, yeah. That's what we start calling him that. I usually Turner call him PR that guys. Because yeah. He's always around me. I can't get away from him. Sorry, Bob. Sorry.
How much impact have you had in the draft in terms of the skill set that you want to see them take, or what's going to be your role there?
I think I've had you'd have to ask Rick how much input I'd have, but I think, you know, we've worked together, you know, we've sat up in that meeting room for 10, 12 straight days and gone over different things, and, you know, I always give my input. I'm a fairly, I don't hold my feelings back, you know, so I'm going to go ahead and say what I think, but I do believe that even the things I say, you know, what I'm looking for in a player, may not be that position, but it might just be what I'm looking for in people and what kind of height and size and weight and strength and, you know, so on and so forth, personalities. I think a lot of that goes into what, but saying that again, you know, the scouts, they go out and watch these guys all year long from the time they're juniors or sophomores in a lot of these cases, and you know, I get to see him on tape three times, talk to him at the Indianapolis, watch him run around in underwear, and then you know, bring him in and talk to him again. So again, I feel like they're much more experts on these kind of things than I am, even though my input is, well, you know, this guy I like here. Now, there's some things I may be more of an expert in because that's what I do every day. But with Rick and the scouts, and I've been extremely impressed with all those guys. And as far as the relationship with, you know, I know this, I'll always question, how are you doing with the GM and all this stuff. We're fantastic. We're, you know, he's a good guy. He's a little bit like me. He's a little bit sarcastic at times, and we give each other a hard time. But we really respect each other and what we're there. And when we come out of the room, we're going to come out of the room together.
Signs, yours, the new signs on the walls?
They are. Yeah, that's the one advantage of you all sitting in here. You can see my signs. Some.
I'm sorry?
Some. Oh. Not all.
What's new?
Where are they? I don't know if they're all up. I got some others in some of the other rooms up here, but.
You guys went mostly so far with defense. Was that a case where you and Rick were always on the same page, or did he kind of acquiesce to you because you said, hey, we got to build up a tough defense?
No, we were on the same page. You know, we knew that we were going to lose some players in free agency, or anticipated losing some players in free agency, and if that happened, we had to replace them. We felt like there was some areas that we needed to try to improve in, and you know, we always want to build through the draft. We don't want to be a free agency football team. We want to build through the draft, and we want to continue to do that.
In particular with the defense, how have you seen guys out here kind of adjust to what you're trying to teach them?
They're learning. It's a process for them. It's a lot of new things. It's new terminology. It's new calls. It's new. I'm assuming it's they're being coached differently. I mean, I know I'm coaching them probably like they haven't been coached before, and so I think all that is new for them. But I've been very impressed with a lot of the guys, and a lot of guys, you know, it's a little bit slower to pick up. You know, one guy, you can't base on one practice that, you know, this guy's going to be a great player in one practice. Because, you know, as I said, we're moving on and trying to keep improving. Our big goal from this camp, I told the players, is we're trying to start the process here where we can keep improving to where we can build a great football team. I don't care about individuals. I care about a team. And I've always believed that the more we can get guys in as a team and play good, then we have a better chance of winning.
Approach so far to kind of running.
Excuse me?
What's been your approach to running practice so far, just as a head coach? How have you found that, trying to balance time with offense, time with defense?
Yeah, it's, well, you know, I keep straying over the defense a little bit. You know, I spent a lot of times yesterday with defensive backs because I feel like I do feel like I'm an expert in that area, and so I kind of, you know, I took them in a meeting today and went through tape with them with the defensive backs, and you know, that's what I do. I think I'm fairly good at it, and so I'm going to try to use my abilities to the best I can. I get around the offense as much as I can, but at this stage where I'm at right now, I just feel like I have to spend more time with the defense. I have to be in the meetings with the defense and run the meetings. Actually, I'm, you know, coach. I have to coach. You know, that's what I am. I'm a coach. And so, just because I'm the head coach doesn't mean you stop coaching. It means you coach everybody, but you still do, you know, the best job you can to get guys better.
Have you heard from guys that they're doing a lot of new things that they've never done before? I mean, have they kind of expressed?
I really haven't asked them. I mean, I've asked some of the offensive guys, you know, how's it going and things like that. And, you know, they said terminology is different and, you know, and their heads are spinning a little bit right now. Defensive guys, I just kind of let them figure it out.
What's your goal for timeline for installation, whether it's defense or offense, and when the players should be comfortable with everything?
I don't know that we have a timeline. I think offensively, what they're trying to do is put a lot of things in and then find out what we can do really good and then do that, go back and do that. Defensively, what we're trying to do is move at a pace where we feel comfortable that they understand it very well, and then we move on to something else. So we may not be as complicated in some areas defensively that we were at my end that I was in Cincinnati, but I anticipate that we'll probably get to that point before the first ball game.
Mike, time for two more.
Mike,
coach,
when you talk about Norv, you know, the dynamic with him, he's been through so much and been in positions that you have, that you're just now learning about. How would you describe that? Is it almost a partnership? I mean, obviously you're the head coach, he's the OC, but how would you describe that?
It's been fantastic. I mean, really, it really has. We were talking about some things for the new stadium, you know, they're the architecture a little bit, you know, and Mark Wolf asked about some of our input on some of the things, and Norv, you know, he said, well, you know, we had it like this, and we were able to do that. And I'll go in there and I'll talk to him about different things schematically. We talk about the quarterbacks all the time. I talk to him about the offense. He comes in my office and asks me questions. And so, I understand that I'm the head coach, and I don't want to be separate from everybody else. I want to be part, you know, I talk about it being a team, and that's what I want. I want to build a team, whether it's the coaches, the organization, the players. And so I don't know everything that there is to know about a lot of things. And so the more experts that I can get help from, I want to do it. You know, one of the things, when I was a young coordinator, I used to go around and talk to all the defensive coordinators around in the league to find out what we can do better, what kind of things. And so I'm not so egotistical to say, you know what, I know all the answers and all this other stuff. I want to be the best at what I do, but I want to take input from. I've talked to other coaches in the NFL about things. I've talked to other guys that have been head coaches about things. So it is a learning process for me, but you know, I'm willing to listen to other people and then make decisions based on the information that I get and the input.
Mike, Rick Spielman said it's torturous kind of deciding whether to take a quarterback at number 8 or maybe take one later in the draft. Do you agree with that? I mean, how difficult is that process been in the draft means as you decide where you take your quarterback?
I think, you know, I understand what Rick was saying about about it being torturous, but, you know, and it's a hard decision anytime you take any of the guys. And so, you know, that's what he's the expert in. But I look at it as an opportunity also. You know, it's an opportunity to get that pick right, whether it's the quarterback, if it's at eight or if it's at, you know, in the seventh round. But I look at all those things that way. It's an opportunity for us to get better as a football team, and I know that by what you should ask him what torturous means. I think it's an opportunity for the Minnesota Vikings to get better. Okay, thank you.